begin. First, a word of scheduling. I don't yet know exactly how much longer we'll have this year. There definitely will be a break before Pesach. Whether there will be a share next week or not, I don't know. I guess stay tuned for the emails. Secondly, this is the first week of the non-official sponsorship, which means that if we want to continue to enjoy the hot refreshments, we do need people to contribute. It's not that much. I think it's $36 a week. And if you are a regular attendee, I'd encourage you to please sponsor at least 1 week over the next few months. And it is my pleasure to thank the first sponsors of this year, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Bleicher. Michael used to be a resident of Silver Spring when we started this year, and even though he's been in New York the last few years, he listens regularly over the Internet. And this is at least the second time that I can recall that he sponsored this year. And in fact, the evening it comes out, this is Bo Bayom, the yard site of his grandfather, Mordechai Ben Chaim Shmuel. So we thank him for the sponsorship, and the neshama should have an aliyah. Parshas Ki Sisa tucked away in between the four parshios that deal so exclusively and intensively with the Melechus HaMishkan, the Klei HaMishkan, the Bigdei Kahuna. So it's always interesting to find the topics in Ki Sisa. And we do have tucked away in Ki Sisa a whole group of psukim that speak about Shabbos. And in years past, we have dedicated, whether it's this year or others, to Shabbos-related halachos, and I wanted to do so in a different way this year. One of the most famous psukim, which we're all familiar with from a regular kiddush, if not davening, which comes up in this week's parsha, is the Shamru as a Shabbos. I won't sing it, but for everyone's sake. This is a very significant halachic source in this pasuk. Again, we may say it for Kiddush, some of us, but it has other consequences as well. And I want to focus on the halakhic consequences of this pasuk when it comes to life-saving decisions on Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechet Yuma, it's a long discussion through Daled Pei Hei, very famous discussion, discusses the notion of being Mechal Shabbos in order to save someone's life. The Gemara wants to know what the source of that is, and if I remember correctly, Seven different opinions are quoted. All agree that it's permissible, perhaps obligatory, but seven different sources. Number six on the list is the Shomer HaShabbos. The Gemara says that teaches us Chal al Shabbos Achas, Chal alav Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmor Shabbos Asarbei. If you machal one Shabbos for the person, hopefully he'll live a long and happy life after that, and they'll have more Shabbosos to observe. It is a halachic calculus, a risk-reward assessment. If you machal one Shabbos, you can save someone. That, the Gemara says, that notion that you can machal Shabbos to save a person's life, generated by that rationale, anchored in, the source is this pasuk in our parsha. Now, it's worth noting that that is the sixth of the seven sources. The last source that the Gemara quotes is, V'chai behem, says the Gemara, V'lo she'amus behem, that the mitzvahs of Torah were given, that no one should have to die because of a mitzvah, with, of course, the three notable exceptions. The Gemara seems to conclude that Yeshel of Pircha, you could ask a question, there's what to ask on all of the previous six sources. The strong indication is that V'chai behem is the rationale that we accept l'halacha, and the Gemara itself seems to posit one nafkamina. The Gemara seems pretty clear that, according to the other sources, including Chal Alav Shabbos Harbeh from our Parsha, you would only save someone's life, you'd only be Mechal Shabbos, I should say, if you could know definitely, Bavada, you would save them. But if it's only a suffix, you're not sure, perhaps the earlier sources and Chal Alav Shabbos Harbeh wouldn't work. Chai Behem, says the Gemara, teaches us, even if it's only a doubt, how can a doctor know? How can anybody know? It doesn't matter, even if it's a suffix. We do our best, and hopefully it'll come to a good conclusion. So that, if you will, kula, which is obviously very, very important, the Gemara seems to hinge that on V'chai Behem. And the final point that the Gemara makes is that even if a person will only live temporarily, Chai Shah, a matter of hours, or maybe even a matter of days, but even a matter of hours, we would still be Mechal Shabbos for that person. The Gemara's statement there is slightly removed from the Machlokas of the sources, and as we will see, it may be a Machlokas whether that statement was said only according to some, or was that said according to everyone. In other words, is that dependent, that heter that we're even going to say, huge heter, you could say, what's saving life? The guy's, I'm just going to extend his life, maybe even unconsciously, for a few hours. So that, no, the Gemara says, Chayisho, we even say for that. Is that huge heter dependent on which source you say, or might that be according to everyone? That's not 100% clear from the Gemara, but I would say, at this point, the Pashtus is according to everybody. But we'll see that that's going to be debated. If you take a look, just if you're looking for a good one-stop shop source, the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Chavtes quotes a whole summary of Rishonim and makes it clear that Rov Rishonim, Paskin, as I indicated from the conclusion of the Gemara, that the definitive source that were Michal Shabbos to save someone's life is Chai Behem Velo Shei Musbehem. So, and that's the case, you know, it sounds like our Pasuk and our Parsha is no better than, you know, Beit Shammai. It's nice to get Torah points for it, but is it really Halacha L'maisa? So really what I want to do for tonight's shiur is show that the Bir Halacha is right, but notwithstanding that fact, there are numerous examples, and I don't know if we'll have time to get through all of them, I have over 10, where we see various Nafka Mina with very serious Rishonim or Poskim Achronim, who, despite the fact that it seems to be the definitive ruling is V'chai Behem, still, in certain cases, will make a decision and a ruling based on Chal of Shabbos Achas, which to me, just methodologically and kind of meta-halachically, is a very fascinating phenomenon. Just to give you a few indications, even in the broadest sense, that this Svara is not D'chuya completely. First of all, the Rif mentions it. We know the Rif usually only mentions things which are acceptable halacha. A second thing which is very interesting, in this I saw from Rav Asher Weiss, is that the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, I've seen this piece before, but I must say I had forgotten this nuance, but the Kiyos reminded me, when he talks about the idea of Harosh Shah, the idea that in many cases a Bezdin can uproot something from an earlier generation, even though that is a violent, if you will, you know, it's a violation, I should say, of, you know, or, you know, of something that we usually never would do. And Rambam explains, but sometimes, you know, in the bigger picture, sometimes you have to do things, you have to have small pain in order for big gain. And he gives an analogy, the classic analogy of amputating a limb to save a body. And then he gives a halachic analogy, Chal Shabbos Achas. Just like you see that sometimes we might say, B'machal one Shabbos, so you can have many Shabbosos. So to here, we might say, you know, write down the Gemara so that you'll not lose the whole Judaism. So again, if it would be completely as a rejected source, hard to imagine the Rambam would have quoted it in such a consequential way. Again, not a direct nafkamina, the way hopefully the rest of the year will be focusing on, but just to give you a sense that this may really exist. So let's discuss, and again, we'll see how far we get, time permitting, a number of very interesting situations in which, as I said, there are poskim who seem to invoke this idea of Chal of Shabbos Achas, even though the Gemara seems to be clear and most for sure on hold that it's not the definitive source. First question. We have numerous sources. We're all familiar with the fact, and we have Joel here to attest, that if a woman is in labor, or for that matter, has any a pregnant woman has any form of sakana, of course we are Mechal Shabbos for her. In fact, the pregnant woman is the famous source of a heter, which I almost spoke about tonight, because it has fascinating ramifications as well, of Yisuvei Daita. The fact that we are even Mechal Shabbos for things which are indirect, totally indirect. Things which are just going to put her mind at ease or relieve stress, even though there's no tangible connection between those and her physical condition. Nevertheless, for the Yoledes, the Gemara says we'll do it. Kal v'chomer, to actually deliver the baby or to actually protect her. Now those sources, however, it's pretty clear, and I kind of gave it away already, those sources are all focused on the health of the mother. Mamela, we hope to help save the baby too. But those sources themselves are not ironclad sources in any way about being Mechal Shabbos to save the baby. They're Mechal Shabbos to save the pregnant woman. We may, in so doing, save the baby too. The question that the Rishonim ask is, if you have a scenario in which you would be saving the baby, the mother would otherwise be fine. So she'll miscarry. No. Or, let's say, she is not even 40 days pregnant yet, where there's no status of chai to the fetus at all. Let alone the fact that even after that, it's only a quasi-status, as we know, according to almost, not everyone, but almost everyone, abortion, from our perspective, is not a capital crime. So, in light of all of that, the Rishonim discuss, would you say that we've been Mechal Shabbos for the Ubar? Again, the Gemaras that we're familiar with focus on saving the mother's life. The Rishonim want to know, what about saving the Uber's life? And what if the Uber's not even 40 days? So there's a famous Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam who quotes a Bahag. This Bahag, as it was made famous through the Ramban, then got quoted by the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. So you have it in the Ran and Yuma, and you have it in a Ritva, and then the Rush quotes it, and other Achronim quote it, but it's all based on the Bahag. And it's really the original source, as far as I know, the first time that we're most familiar with it is in the Ramban, in Taras Adam. He quotes from the Bahag that says, we would be Mechal Shabbos just to save an Ubar. And even if the Ubar is less than 40 days old, says the Bahag. Why? So the Bahag doesn't make it as, if you will, cause and effect, or as dramatic as I'm making it, but if you're Medayik in the Lashon, the way it's quoted, the Bahag's Svara seems to be, because of the idea of Mechal Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Tishmor Shabbos Harbe. Now, again, the Bahag is not speaking in kind of a Lomda Shashir. He's not. Doesn't say, well, and if you said V'chai B'hem, it wouldn't work. You know, and again, you could easily read this Bahag and the Ramban with perhaps not glancing, not picking up, so to speak, on how significant it is. But as this gets through the postgim, including the Magen Avraham's citation of this in Siman Shin Lamed, and the Das Torah, the Marsham, also discusses this. The Homach Lokes quotes others who would not necessarily agree. Even the Rishonim quoted are those who might not agree. To save an Uber when the mother's okay, an Uber under 40 days, who said you would accept it? So the Bahag says it.
And that's a suffix for sure.
No. We're not talking about the long-term suffix. Whatever the risk is right now, if we know we can fix that. Okay, but that we're not worrying about that now. The question is, if there's a suffix, a pekuach nefesh now, can we do? Let's assume we know we can fix it. Joel says he knows he can fix it, whatever it is. But he has to get to the hospital. Can he drive? So the Bahag says yes, he could drive to save the Uber. Maybe, but I'm trying to say again, we're scientists here. We're isolating the factors. Leave that, again, in the real world, could you isolate them? You may be right. It may be very rare that you could do that. But in theory, you certainly can, and practically, maybe there are cases also. I don't know. I'm not, obviously. Okay, something like that, right? You have these cases, right? Certainly in Hollywood, they dramatize these cases. I assume every now and then they happen in real life, too. Or Nebuch, a mother, is brain dead, or who knows what, and they're keeping the fetus alive. V'chule. You can imagine, right? The Bahag didn't know about such science fiction type. For the Bahag, that was Mamar science fiction. But, Baruch Hashem, we're living to see the medical technology that makes that reality. Be that as it may, most post-game, the overwhelming consensus of the post-game is that we would be Mechalel Shabbos to save the Uber. And the Bahag has this throwaway line that's because of Chalalav Shabbos Harbe. And if you take a look, most recently, Rav Wozner in the Tshuva Shevet Alevi Chela Gimel Simon Lamed Zayin, he has a Tshuva where he also, you know, again, it's not like such a hachra. There's an overwhelming momentum of sources before the 20th century, but the Shevet Alevi does endorse this, and he makes very clear, in case you missed it, in the Ramban, that he thinks this is Davka Tully on the Svara of Chalal of Shabbos Achas, because what the Bahag, again, he's just teasing out what really is in the Bahag already, in the Ramban, but the point being is that V'chai Behem would not have applied. In fact, those who argue may hold that the Maskan of the Gemara is V'chai Behem, and that's who cares. Chalal Shabbos Achas is one of the six that's rejected. We go with the seventh source in Masechta Yuma. And yet, says the Shevet Alevi, no, you see from the Bahag and all those who quote it, that we do accept, you know, as an echo, Chalav Shabbos Achas. It's not totally Svara Nidchis. And the difference being is that this Ubar, especially if he's under 40, and even if he's more than that, but certainly if he's under 40 years old, he's not a Chai. You wouldn't say V'chai Bahan on someone who's not yet V'chai. Chalav Shabbos Achas looks at potential. And if we can get rid of this artificial problem and let nature take its course, this person, this ubar will grow into someone who can be Shomer Shabbos, excuse me, hopefully. And therefore, that is one huge area, fascinating area, where you see, again, major poskim throughout the generations have accepted, despite the pashas of the Gemara, and despite the fact that all, these very same poskim would probably agree, almost b'peachad, that the ikra svar is v'chai behem, and yet, to make a huge kula, they do accept the impact of chal of Shabbos Achas. Okay, you, well, you would know more than me if you've had this as a... He would not. Okay? If you could isolate it, right. Okay, I didn't have a chance to speak to him. That's very good. That's a good idea. Thank you. I did not, just for the record, I wish, had I had the time, I had about 4 or 5 contemporary poskim I would have called because I was curious. I didn't do any of it. So that's saved me one phone call. Or at least you give me something to speak about next time I see him. I'll put it that way. Yes, yes, he does. And that's Shevet Levi. He does. Yes, yes, that's the tshuva. It's Simon Chelik Gimel, Simon Lamed Zayin, that's how he passes. It's based on the Baal. Again, my impression was that many poskim did, but I haven't asked. Good. I appreciate that. Thank you. Good, thank you. Good, thank you. Thank you. What's chat already? Which one came first? Mamatia, Yuma? Well, Lav Dafka, Tosfos, I didn't even mention it. Tosfos there, in Yuma, makes clear that V'chai Behem is a Tayag Klal. That the Klal is that mitzvah shouldn't kill you. The Shaila is, and this, I don't know if we'll get into it, but I did see a lot of discussion on whether Chal of Shabbos Achas, in quotes, is limited to Shabbos. Or is that also an idea that we make a halachic calculus akin to L'moshe Ma'ad Avodoma, Chatei, you know, Averizuta, Bishvil, you know, Tiska, Chavercha, Me, Aver Chamura. Now, that's a very controversial halakhic svara, but that may be, if not a twin brother, then a first cousin to this idea if you expand it beyond Shabbos. At the very least, it's a Shabbos version of it. It may be a model beyond that. Let me mention to you one other, which is kind of almost, if you will, science fiction, but the science fiction will have a nafkamina again if we get back to the fetuses. And that is, what about to resuscitate the dead? If you have a dead person, and you can be Mechal Shabbos to bring him back to life, are you allowed to do that? So, where did that actually happen, at least once in history? According to Tosfos and Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yadar and Mabez, it happened with Eliyahu. When he had that little child, that he had to be Mechayah. Also, but he's talking about Eliyahu also had a Maisa. So Tosfos and Bava Metzia asked the Kasha. Tosfos and Bava Metzia daf kuf yodal and mabez. Tosfos asked the Kasha, how could Eliyahu approach this child, touch the child, be in the same house as the child, to be mechayehim? Hey, Eliyahu's upinchas, he's a Kohen. How could he be metame himself? He's a Kohen. How could he do it? So again, Tosfos is not talking about our topic. We'll get to our topic in a second. Tosfos asked that question, and Tosfos answers. He knew that he could, and this is an important lashon, as we'll get back to in a few minutes. Tosfos lashon is, he knew he would bevadai save him, and bikuach nefesh is docha, lots of things, including tumas kohanim. And if a kohen could save a person, you wouldn't say a kohen should be metame to save a person? Of course he would. Ad kan Tosfos. So first of all, a little ha'ara, and then a larger point. So the little ha'ara on the science fiction of resuscitating the dead, I saw both in the shurim of Rav Asher Weiss on the Parsha, as well as in the Shurim of Rav Bar Pavarsky in the Masechta Sanhedrin, they both pointed out that they felt that this Tosfos was dafka going according to, again, akin to this is what we just saw previously, the idea of Chal Shabbos Achas. Because you wouldn't say V'chai Behem on someone who's not V'chai, someone who's dead. V'chai Behem means that they're alive, and I'm going to keep them alive. But if they've already died, V'chai Behem would not allow you to be Mechal Shabbos, or maybe even any Yisra, but not Mechal Shabbos, in order to resuscitate them. If you know you can resuscitate them, so Chal of Shabbos Achas, let's look at the big picture and the future potential. So that's Halvai should become Lamaisa for some other person, but at least at this point, in those rare cases in human history, that you see from Tosfos, they say, is the basis. But further than that, well, I take it back. I left that one key point. What's their proof? why they both ask that Tosfos have this lashon of Vadai Eliyahu Kotzevim. After all, as we mentioned at the beginning of this year, the Gemara is beferish that we are even Machal Shabbos in Safek Mekoch Nefesh. So they both make the same point, because it was clear from the Gemara that that huge kula that will even do Safek Mekoch Nefesh was based on V'chai Behem. But once you say that V'chai Behem doesn't help you because the person's dead, and you're Nebuch left with Chal of Shabbos Achas, okay, so Chal of Shabbos Achas, it gets us in the door, it left us with V'chal Shabbos. But only when it's B'vadai. So if you were just a Kohen who's a doctor who maybe could save a person, and maybe resuscitate a person, Tosfos would not allow you to do it. But if you're a Navi, and you know you're going to save the person, so Chal of Shabbos Achas allows it, and since it's B'vadai, it works. Now, let's try to get something that's even more lamaisa. And I'll frame the question the following. Does 1 plus 1 equal 2? What do I mean? The Netziv has a huge chumrah, but if you think about it, it's really 1 plus, it would be a huge chumrah, lamaisa, but it's so compelling as much as saying 1 plus 1 is 2. The Netziv in two different places, and his commentary on the Shiltos and the Hamek Sheila, in both places in the Tziv, more or less, or if you put them together at the very least, you have the following. I don't remember if he says it explicitly in both, but it's certainly he says explicitly in one, and the two pieces at least work in tandem. Says in the Tziv, 1 plus 1 equals 2, by which I mean to say, we already saw from the Ramban that to save a fetus, an ubar, you can't use V'chai B'hem, you can only use Chal of Shabbos Achas. Right? That was one. That was the first thing we saw. Plus one, we see from the Gemara, and now this Tosfos, and Bava Metzia makes it very clear, that it's Chai Behem that has a huge advantage that even allows you to save, do Malacha Misafik. Chal of Shabbos Achas is much more limited. It only works if you know Bavada you can save the person. So it says that it is 1 plus 1 equals 2. You want to know when you're allowed to be Chal Shabbos to save an Ubar? This is in between Rabbi Hyman and the others. Only if you'll bevadai save him. You know, we know doctors sometimes are very confident in their own abilities. So if you have a doctor who knows, I'm the doctor, I'm the one, I can save this child, definitely. So then says in a tziv, he can even be mechal Shabbos for the Ubar. But in what I would imagine is a much more likely scenario, where no matter how talented the doctor is, there's lots of things out of a person's control, even a doctor. So it's all going to be a suffix. Says the Netziv, you cannot save an umbar if it's going to be Chal Shabbos Daraisa for a Safek Hatzalah. Because 1 plus 1 equals 2. The only heter is Chal of Shabbos Harvey. The Chal of Shabbos Harvey only works for Vatei. It doesn't work for Safek. Now that would be, again, if you're Machmir in Gansen, so it doesn't matter. But if your inclination is anyway to be Matir, this is in essence pulling the rug out from under the heter. It would be a paralyzing heter. So, as much as it makes sense, it's like paralyzing. As it happens, a slightly early contemporary of the Netziv was the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he anticipated this svara, but he rejected it with a huge kula. The only problem is as many times as I read it, I can't get past the fact that in essence, the Shulchan Aruch is basically saying 1 plus 1 equals 3. Well, if 1 plus 1 equals 3, then you could do lots of fun things, including save the baby. What do I mean? What he basically says is, you're right. Logically, again, I'm speaking anachronistically because he didn't quote the Netziv, but speaking his, you know, Lamaisa, he has to admit the Netziv's cheshbon is perfect. But what he says is, you're being too rigid. Once V'chai B'hem is accepted, is introduced to the Mesorah, and as the Gemara says, and the Chiddush of V'chai B'hem is, even for Safek Katsala will do it, that Svara dominates. And therefore, even in scenarios where you're going to apply Chal of Shabbos Achas, you still do it under these new, more lenient parameters of a Chai Behem of Safek even. In other words, and sometimes in life, you can have your cake and eat it too. Even if a Chai Behem wouldn't help you for the Ubar, we'll use Chal of Shabbos Achas to help you for the Ubar. And even though a Chal of Shabbos Achas wouldn't help you for Safek, we use V'chai B'hem to help you with Safek. Now, I was very curious about this, especially this point. This is, had I had an extra 10 minutes, I would have made as many phone calls as I could. I've never had to make such decisions. Are there poskim who mamish would pass like the Shulchan Aruch Rav? My impression is, based on book knowledge, which is admittedly not, in many fields, including rabbinate, not the same as real life knowledge. Book knowledge, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is quoted a lot. Even though, to me, the Netziv would win the day, you know, theoretically. But Lamaisa, in books, they quote the Shulchan Aruch Rav a lot. Our Mori HaRav, mamish maker like this? I get the impression, yes, but I did not have a chance to mivar. But again, it's just fascinating. Again, we don't, at the moment, we don't have to worry about it. You know, and most of us never have to worry about it. Joel has to worry about it often, and theoretically, I may have to worry about it at some point. So, but in the base medrash, for the sake of the shir, I think it's a very fascinating question. And again, it all goes back to the shayla that we're focusing on, which is to what extent is Chal of Shabbos Achas accepted by poskim, despite the fact that V'chai Behem seems to be the dominant heter. I'll give you one other very fascinating one, which again, not so practical, but I mentioned Baruch Pavlovsky before. What is he coming on to this? Because he's talking in Masechah Sanhedrin about the sugya of Rodef. So the Gemara talks about the guy, and we think of it like with the Hamas terrorists, right? He's Bav Mach Teres, he's burrowing under the house, and what happens if it was raining the day before and he didn't, wasn't so smart, and the tunnel collapses on him? Fakir Halava Sagal, right? Are we, and it's Shabbos! Right? Would you be Mechal Shabbos to save the Rodef? That's the sugya there in the Gemara, and that's the sugya that Rebarel is talking about. So in that context, he quotes a Me'iri, and the Me'iri somewhat enigmatically says it depends. If you can misafek save him, then we don't. Too bad. But if Bavada, you know you can save him. You know, if I'll do all the malacha, moving all the rubble out, but he's alive, and I can save him. He's got 10 hours to live. It'll take me 5 hours to move the rocks. I can save him. There's no reason not. I can be confident. Says the Me'iri, you would save him, because after all, at this point, he's no longer a Rodef. What's he going to do? If anything, you could kill him. He can't kill you. Rector of Baruch Pervarsky, I don't understand my monoshach. Once you assume, which seems to be very compelling, that once the tunnel collapses on him, he ain't a Rodef anymore. So why not save him? He's Suffolk anyway. After all, he's no different than anybody else. And the Gemara in Yuma says that we are Mechal Shabbos, even we Suffolk to save a person. So he answers it, again, based on our Tchias HaMesim case. Just like Tosfos said, you only saved the Ubar with Eliyahu when it was Bavadai, and we explained it, the reason is because V'chai Behem was inoperable, so we needed to use Chalav Shabbos Achaz. Chalav Shabbos Achaz only works Bavadai. So to hear also, now why didn't V'chai Behem work in the previous cases that we saw? Well, an Ubar is not yet a Chai. A dead person is certainly not a Chai. And comes along Baruch Pavarsky and says, Nafkamina number three is, a Rodef also is not a Chai. What's that? He's not a Chai? Matir Atzmo L'misa. And if he's been Matir Atzmo L'misa to the point that I could shoot him, it's inconsistent to say, on one hand, I could shoot him, on the other hand, I have to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. I could shoot him. Oh, but now he's no longer a Rodef. It's the building collapsed on him. But again, he says, pshat, what the Miri meant was, he's not a Rodef in the sense that you could apply Chalav Shabbos Achas, but you would not apply. He said, basically, he says you can't go back. Once you're a Rodef, Matir Atzmo L'misa, that can't go back because Nebuchadnezzar, you tripped. So you lost V'chai Behem. What you can gain when the roof falls on you is Chalav Shabbos Achas. But again, Chalav Shabbos Achas only applies. Now, again, I don't know. Probably not so common. Someone came to the Rav, any Rav, and says, the building collapsed on my Rodev. I think I can save him. Am I allowed to? So, again, this is what I call a theoretical, practical halacha. But Lamaisa, it illustrates, again, this same yisod. Let's get to some more practical halachos. There's a very, again, halavai that should never have, all these things are, hopefully, halavai never have to happen. But there's a very, very famous discussion in Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. I've quoted it, if I'm not mistaken, I think in other contexts, but we'll now quote it for this purpose, based on Shuvah Rashba and others, that the Beis Yosef quotes about this infamous case where someone is told that his daughter has been kidnapped by a Mishumadim, and he'll never see her again, and they're going to raise her in a convent, and she's never going to know Shabbos, she'll never know anything, she'll be raised as a Christian. So Machlokas Rishonim quoted in Beis Yosef, would we, Vinarabon and everyone holds, you can be Mechal Shabbos. But would you be Mechal Shabbos da'oraisa when, as far as we know, this child is going to be not in any physical danger. On the contrary, they're going to take great care of her. But she's in spiritual danger. Does that allow you to mechal Shabbos midaraisa? There's two deos in Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we are. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like that shita, we would be mechal Shabbos to save someone from spiritual, death. And what's implicit already in the Beis Yosef, in the Magen Avraham there, this is in Siman Shin Vav, the Magen Avraham there makes explicitly clear, is what's the rationale? Chalal Shabbos achas. We'll be mechal one Shabbos, but we're going to save, we're going to give her back her neshama. She'll have a whole life of this. And again, the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef kind of mention it agav. But I saw that Rav Asher Weiss suggested that might be meduyak. That enechanami, v'chai behem may not apply to a sakana ruchnis. She's still v'chai, she's still alive. Ooh, chalav Shabbos achas. That we could use even to save spiritually. That's another one. Huh? No. So then you could add another chumrah again, which relates to our shulchan aruch harav. And as according to the tziv, once you're using chalav shabbat achas, it's only bavadai. Right. So exactly, that'd be another example where the tziv would be a huge chumrah on us. It's nice to say, "Ooh, go save the person," but how can you know for sure you're going to save her? Even the Mossad can't know for sure, right? They can't find Gilad Shalit after all these years. How can we know that they're going to be able to find this girl? And but just like the shulchan aruch harav is makel on the baby, on the fetus. Mestama, if you accept it, even though, as I said, it's a little bit funny math, but it is what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, so Mestama, he would say the same thing here, too. That's a good hara. You mean it's a year later and she's... I don't know if you'd ever... Maybe that's... A, that might be part of the suffix. It's a spiritual suffix. It's like, well, I don't know if you ever have to... You know, she's not from because she's out... You know, she's being brainwashed. But hopefully we'd, you know, we'd call in, you know, the best Isha Torah and anti-cult people. I don't know. I can't imagine anybody giving up being the Yaish like that. It's a real fear. And you can imagine the story not ending as well as it would have in Hollywood. You know, you save the girl and she's still interested in being frum because you took 7 years to find her. I can imagine that in real life. But at the time, halachically, would you say, don't go shave? Again, and the case was, although it is interesting, let me put it this way to Sammy. Would you say that you have to work 24/7 to save her for as long as it takes to find her, even if it's 7 years later on a Shabbos? That's where your point... I still think the answer is probably yes, but that's a very good question. The actual psak of Shulchan Aruch and in the discussion of the Tshuva's Rashba is that day, bo bayom. So there you have every reason to be confident. You know, unless you had other reasons that she was at risk. A few others. Hatzalas Shota. Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Tshuva's Beit Yitzchak, says the following. If you have a Yelet Shota, whatever the technical reason why they are shotas, it's Down syndrome, it's this, it's that, whatever it is, to the point that they're not chayiv in mitzvahs. You could send them away to a hospital, you can have them in treatment with whatever the machla is where they say they could cure. It can make them back to the point where they're a pikeach. But they're going to be eating nevelos and treifas for all the time they're in the hospital. There's no kosher food there. Are you allowed to do it? So preceding the Chasam Sofer was asked the Shaila like that. And again, this very important. I do not mean any of this halacha lamaisa, if it would ever be a case. And I have had times, especially with issues of eating disorders or drug addictions, where we've had to institutionalize or hospitalize someone, and it's very, very rare to find anything kosher. And in those cases, there are many, many poskim who are makil. But that could be because of this basis kind of sense. But it is just worth noting, again, painful psak, but the Chasam Sofer does have a similar shayla. Obviously, he preceded the basis look. The Chasam Sofer says, better he should live his whole life as an onus, and not being, you know, he's not putter in anything, than have one Shabbos as a rusher, 1 week they're feeding him treif. So the Beis Yitzchak quotes this Chasam Sofer, and he says, that's only if it's just taken care of. You know, in the olden days, they had a sick child, they gave him away to a hospital, and they never saw him again. So, who gave you a right to send him to a hospital where he's going to eat treif? But that's curing him. They're just watching him, hiding him, frankly. But in this scenario, again, I don't know what the medical science that they're talking about is. I have no idea. But in the scenario that he's talking about, the basis of where you're going to save the person, you're going to cure the person, I should say, says the Beis Yitzchak, you would allow violation of even Isrei D'Oraisa for the big term benefit. And what's the svar that he employs? Obviously, more figurative now. Chalav Shabbos Achas. which he obviously sees not just in the Hilchos Shabbos idea, but in the broader Chatei Meshuta Zaka Chavercha sense. B'Machal Shabbos, let them eat treif, because in the end we're going to get a pikeach, we'll be able to observe many mitzvahs. I, who said you can sin now to have mitzvahs later, says this svara tells us that you can. Exactly this svara. That is the tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak. I only have 5 more minutes, so let me mention the last piece, which is also an interesting one. I mentioned already in the Gemara, I mentioned this idea of Chaye Shah. Let's say you're only going to say, definitely save them, but definitely save them for a few hours. The damage, Nebuch, the building fell, whatever the case is, it's so catastrophic. We'll do whatever we can, but, you know, we're going to save a few hours. So, you know, if I want to dramatize this on a human the human interest level, you know, if you'll save the prisoner for a few hours, the mother from Tina can come down to say, you know, goodbye, and you know, but the kayasha is, okay, but halachically, are you allowed to do chil Shabbos daraisa just for a few hours, or even for that matter, even if a few days, but the point is, it's, you know, not going to survive. This is a hopeless situation. It's just a question of whether they die now, or they die at some near future point. So the Gemara says yes. Again, it's harsh. The Gemara is no. The Gemara is the lover of life, even temporary life. The Gemara says yes. Okay, that's the Gemara. Numerous. Now I mentioned that line in the Gemara is offered somewhat independent of the previous discussion of the 7 sources. So Shaila is, was that psak meant l'kuli alma? Or is it also dependent, just like the question of Safing of Ade, is it also dependent on which source you take? So, many Achronim assume that it's meant independently. That's why the Gemara does not connect it. So, why should we connect it? On the other hand, I saw that the Minchas Chinuch and the Mosach HaShabbos, of all places in Melechas Hotzah, the Minchas Aluzer, the Munkacher, and Chelak Aleph Simen Tes, the Torah Tamima on our Pasuk and our Parsha, as well as the Bir Halacha and Shin Chav Tes, all the Pe'achar assume, no, that Svar of Chayei Shah only worked for Chai Behem. Chai Behem tells me, you never die for a mitzvah, even if the avoiding that will only get you X hours or X days of life. Chal of Shabbos Achas, they all say, mean what you say, say what you mean. Kedei Shetishmor, Shabbosos Harbe. And at least they say one Shabbos. If I know that you could save the guy now and he'll survive to observe another Shabbos, okay. But if he's not going to make it to next Shabbos, which we're talking about B'machal this Shabbos, so we're talking about 7 days later, you can't tell me at least that long, then they all assume. And yet, after making that assumption, it's kind of a weird thing to me, because you could just say, okay, it's a nafka mina. But then many of them, not all of them, many of them ask, oh, but how could you say that? Because the Gemara seems to say that we do say it. So I'm having trouble because, no, that's, you know, only according to certain sources. But again, you see this kind of sense of wanting to have your cake and eat it too, kind of like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, all these Achronim, they want that Challah Shabbos Achas should be in as strong a position as possible. And to make it come out in a lowly with the Hilchos and Nafkamina, one that's rejected, forget Rishonah, by the Gemara itself, they don't want. They want it to be, but logically, Misvara, they say we have a problem because it doesn't work out. 1 + 1 = 2. And Shabbos is Harbe, has to be at least one Shabbos. What are you going to do? So I saw 2 answers, and this will conclude, just to be mashlam the Inyan, both Achronim trying to understand a Me'iri. In both cases, everyone quotes a Me'iri. This Me'iri is a one-liner on the Gemara in Yuma. Why is it? Taka, why do you say for just a few hours or something, why would you Mechal Shabbos? You know? So the Me'iri, so again, you could give all sorts of philosophical answers. And they may be the more mainstream, frankly. But the Me'iri has his own sheet. The Me'iri has his own idea. Zok the Me'iri, you know why? Because in those few hours, he could do tshuva. Chalav Shabbat, even Chai Shah is Kedai. Because a guy could do tshuva. It's like a one-liner. It doesn't give any other explanation, doesn't elaborate. That is the Me'iri. The question is, what does he mean? So I'll share with you 2 understandings. One of the Torah Tamima on our Parsha, and the other of the Bir Halacha, and we'll conclude. So Zok the Torah Tamima. This is Torah Tmimah-esque. Which is another way of saying, I could see my Rebbe Rav Shechter not liking it at all. Numerous times he put down the Torah Tmimah to me. Not everyone who writes a book is an Achron. That's a quote. He wrote a book, he's not an Achron. Anyway, it's a great book. Rav Shechter uses it for his Chumash here, for those who know. It's a great resource, but he didn't hold of his Chiddushim at all. The Torah Tmimah says as follows. He says, listen, what's Pshat Tshuva? Now, if you would ask me, what kind of tshuva is a guy who knows he has hours to live going to do? Use Yom Kippur model? No, good, but what's the motivation?
Yeah.
I would think also, I'm not criticizing the guy, I'd be no different. Here I am, I'm meeting my maker in a few hours, I better get my house in order, tshuva miyura. The Torah Tzimimah did not say it as explicitly as I'm making it, but in essence, the Torah Tzimimah assumes, no, we're dealing with a tzaddik. It's tshuva mehava. What happens if you do the tshuva mehava? Averos, nasas loke, zechuyos. So says Torah Tmimah, if he'll do tshuva, retroactively, all the averos, including chil Shabbos that he might have done his whole life, will be nasas loke zechuyos, as if he kept Shabbos. Step one. Step two, says Torah Tmimah, when the Gemara says, chalav Shabbos achas, kishtishmar Shabbos is harbei, mali Shabbos is in the future, mali, using halakhic magic, to chaparayin and get all sorts of Shabbos, and said, the first 30 years of my life. What's the difference if I live till 70, or I can use the first 40 years of my life till 40? What's the difference? I got many Shabbosos because of being Michal this one Shabbos. And therefore, that's Pshat in the Me'iri, that even, in other words, it's a way of saying, if you take the Me'iri's tshuva line, then we can understand why, even according to Halal of Shabbos Harvey, Chayisha works. Because in that Chayisha, you could do tshuva, and in tshuva, you'll end up getting many Shabbosos. Yes, but what's the difference in the past? What's the difference in the future? That's the Torah Tmimah. I can only imagine what Rav Shechter would be saying. Or he would just smile, maybe. I don't know what he would... I had one particular case where I went to him and I was asking him, how could he say... I saw Achronim that said such a thing. And he said, it's crazy. How could anyone say that? I said, but Achronim said it. He said, who said it? He said, it's Torah Tmimah. I learned my lesson. Anyway. The last point, with this will conclude, the Bir Halacha. I mentioned it. Shin Chav Tes Siv Dal Dibra Mas Ella. The Bir Halacha quotes the Me'iri. But he has a different shot in the Me'iri. He says as follows. He says, what's the Chiddush in the Me'iri? The Chiddush in the Me'iri is different. That when the Gemara says Chal of Shabbos Achas, Shabbos is Lav Dafka. The Chiddush of the Me'iri is more mitzvahs. Shabbos is not the only mitzvah. It's a Matana, it's a Chaviva, but it's not the only mitzvah in the world. Because it's an example. We're talking about Chal Shabbos, so we threw in Shigir Tishmor Shabbos Harbei. In essence, the Chiddush of the Me'iri is that it shouldn't really be read Tishmor Shabbos Harbei. It means do more mitzvahs in life. That's understanding number one of the Me'iri. And then says the Then says the Bir Halacha. And step two is that the Me'iri understood that even something like tshuva counts as a mitzvah. Not just, giving tzedakah and eating kosher and, giving matzahs l'avyonim. Doing tshuva is also a mitzvah, which we know is an old machlokas. But the Me'iri, that's the Bir Halacha explains it. The Chiddush number one is that the Gemara itself meant all mitzvahs, not just Shabbos. And then on that came the Me'iri and says, Mechadesh, even tshuva, because you get it. After all, you'll tell me, the guy's lying there, Nebuch, battered with hours to live, what mitzvahs is he going to do? Oh, no, says Me'iri, he could even do one mitzvah. He could do tshuva. And even that counts. So whether you say that Chai Shah only works in front of a Chai Behem, or with either the Torah Tmimah or the Bir Halacha, you figure out a way based on the Me'iri to make it work for Chal of Shabbos Achas. We have seen numerous examples where, again, we see Mamish Halacha Lamaisa, usually Lakula, but you could imagine, as we just saw here, theoretically even Lachumra, but usually we've seen Lakula, where issues where a Chai Behem might not apply. And yet, poskim are willing to, for the most part, be mekel based on chalav Shabbos Achas. I just mentioned, I can't help it. I'm sorry, I'll give you two more minutes. One of my favorite topics, I can't believe I forgot it. I was just going so fast. I've mentioned this, I think, in the past, and for those of you who were at Avram Schwartz's, was it the Bar Mitzvah a few years ago? So one of my favorite topics, as you may recall, is malvelo taval. Bapashis, the Gemara says that he's a goy until he does tefillah. And yet, I have a whole maracha, which I've written up and I've spoken about, but you see numerous Rishonim and Esesh Achronim who say that, no, maybe he is sort of Jewish, he's not a goy, he's not a Jew, he's already a little bit of a Jew. A very fascinating sugya with numerous nafkaminas. One of them is as follows. The Tashbeit says you don't do the mila of a ger on Thursday, because it'll come that the third day, traditionally a very difficult day for the nimol, will be on Shabbos, and you'll have to be mechal Shabbos. And we don't put ourselves, just like we don't go on a boat on Thursday, we don't put ourselves in such a situation. So says the shach and any of the achronim. Oh, you see that lu yitzuyir it did come out that there needed to be mechal Shabbos. The impression of the Tadrus is you would be mechal Shabbos for this. I says the shach. Why should you be mechal Shabbos? He's still a guy. The gemara is beferish. Bavlo taval kilo lomal. So there's a discussion, but I saw there's different answers for that. But I saw both Mechalkas Yoav and the Tzitz Eliezer, they both said this point. Chal of Shabbos Achas. Namely, this is a person who's on his way. We have a right to look at the big picture. And especially if you'll add that there are some poskim, including the Binyan Sion, who said even though he's not yet Jewish, but since he already accepted Bris, Mila, and Shabbos is also a Bris, he says he's Chayiv. As a guy, he's Chayiv in, or at least as a non-Jew, he's Chayiv in Shabbos. So once you're already going to be Shaykh to Shabbos, so we have a right, we can't apply V'chayvam yet. The right is only for Jews. But we can already apply Chal of Shabbos Achas. So would you save the Mablo Taval? Not according to V'chayvam, but according to these poskim, we would because of Chal of Shabbos Achas. So what we saw? 6, 7, 8 areas where the poskim apply this. And remember, if you're going to be a Rodef, don't get caught in the tunnel. Have a good Shabbos.